We began the halachas of Birkos HaShachar. We are up to Simin Mem Vav, Sif Dalet, and we will be doing through Sif Ches. And we begin with Dalet. Sif Dalet is the Gemara in Menachos, separate from all the other Birkos HaShachar. Tzorech levorech b'chol yom. One has to make the brachas every day. Shalo asani oved kachavim, the bracha of shalo asani goy. Shalo asani oved, shalo asani isha. So now let's talk about each of these brachas. The first one, Shalo Asani Ovid Kachavim, we say it in the negative and not Sha'asani Yisrael, because once you say Sha'asani Yisrael, then you're not going to be able to say Shalo Asani Ovid and Shalo Asani Isha, because by being a Yisrael, already you're not an Evid or an Isha. Yisrael means a Ben Chorin Zachar. So they're said in the negative. This gives us the ability to express our appreciation for each step of the way. The fact that a man is chayev in mitzvahs in a way that a woman isn't. The fact that a free man is chayev in mitzvahs not in the way that an eved isn't. And that he is not a non-Jew who is not chayev in any mitzvahs altogether. You can express all three appreciations. What happens if someone said Shalo Asani Yisrael? So the Bach Shita is that he could no longer say Shalo Asani Ovid and Shalo Asani Isha. What happens if someone said Shalo Asani Isha first? So there's a daya that he cannot say Shalo Asani Goy and Shalo Asani Ovid, because if he's already said Shalo Asani Isha, that's already a darga higher. Because a woman is chayiv, at least in the mitzvah, shalo azman grama, whereas shalo asani goy is referring to someone who's not chayiv in any of the mitzvahs. What happens if he said shalo asani ovet? Then he could not say shalo asani goy, but he could say shalo asani isha. The Mishnah Berurah mentions that there are those who argue and say that in all of these cases, bidyeved, if you messed up the order, you can still say all of the brachas. Further, the Ramah says, Vafilu ger haya yachol levarech kach. Even a ger can make all of these brachas. Aval lo yomar shalo asani goy. Shalo asani ovik achavim. Sherei haya ovik achavim mitchila. He cannot say shalo asani goy because his asiya, the way he was created, was as a non-Jew. And on the contrary, his being Jewish was through his own choice. Nevertheless, there are some who say that he can say Shalo Asani Goy, or he could say Shalasani Yisrael, because his asiya was in the same way that the pasuk says Hanefesh Asher Osu B'choron. So, according to that, he could say Shalasani Ger. Now, the Mishnah Berurah sends us to the Be'er Heitev. In the Be'er Heitev, he brings a Yad Aaron who says that a ger is allowed to say Shalo Asani Goy the way everyone else does. Further, Hanoshim Avorchel Shalasani Kirtzono, a woman does not say Shalo Asani Isha, but women say Shalasani Kirtzono. The halachi is that even one who is blind makes all of the Birkos HaShachar. Sifhei. Im kodam uvarach uberach zokev kefufim kodam sheberach matar asurim lo yivrachenu. If he said zokev kefufim before he said matar asurim, so he should not make the bracha, because zokev kefufim includes not only the matar asurim but also the zokev kefufim, which is standing up straight. Matar asurim is the fact that you could move altogether, and zokev kefufim is that you not only can move but that we stand straight. So according to the Mechaber, if you switch the order there, you can no longer say Matir Asurim. There are those who are cholek, and the Mishnah Berurah says that the Achronim are Mekel. Nevertheless, the Prima Gadim says that you're better off hearing Matir Asurim from somebody else rather than saying it yourself if you've already said Zokev Kefufim. Now, there are some very important Mishnah Berurahs here that really apply to many other situations. I guess this is the first opportunity to discuss them. The Mishnah Berurah says, if at the time the person started saying the bracha, he said Baruch Atah Hashem and was going to say Zokev Kefufim, and then he realizes, you know, this is out of order because I'm really supposed to be saying Matar Asurim. Says the Mishnah Berurah, he should end off with Zokev Kefufim, because L'chatchila, you do not say a bracha where the shame was said with one kavana, and then you end the bracha with another kavana. Bidi yevet if you did your yotze. But lechatchila, if you have a choice, and in this case, you can say Zokev Kefufim. You'll have a problem with Matar Asurim afterwards, but you are Yotze Zokev Kefufim. So in this case, if you started saying Zokev Kefufim, you said Baruch Atah Hashem with the Kavan of Zokev Kefufim, you should finish with Zokev Kefufim. And then in terms of Matar Asurim, according to the Prima Gadim, you're better off asking someone else to be Motzi. Now, the next case is, what happens if a person said Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, Zokev Kefufim, and then changed it to Matir Asurim? He meant to say Matir Asurim. His Baruch Atah Hashem was for Matir Asurim. He accidentally said Zokev Kefufim, and now he'd like to change it back to Matir Asurim. So Tol Kedei Dibur, within seconds, he said Matir Asurim. So the Mishnah Berurah brings a machlokis. Some say that we count this bracha as Matir Asurim, and others are mistapek. Means, can you correct the bracha Tol Kedei Dibur if you ended off by saying a bracha of Zokev Kefufim, which was a kasher bracha? Now, the next case is, the person meant to say the right bracha. He meant to say Malbish Arumim, and he said Malbish Arumim. He said a bracha of Malbish Arumim. Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam Malbish Arumim. And then for some reason, afterwards he said Pokeach Ivrim. So he says, according to everybody, you are Yotze then. That means if you said a bracha, that was your kavana, and that was the way you ended the bracha, and it's a bracha that you want to be Yotze with, just you changed it at the end of the bracha, you don't ruin your bracha by changing it afterwards Tol Kedei Dibur. That means correcting a bracha Tol Kedei Dibur could work. Ruining a bracha Tol Kedei Dibur can absolutely not work. If you said the right bracha, that was your kavana, and you said it right, but then Tol Kedei Dibur, you go and ruin it, it does not ruin it according to anybody. Further, Vav Siv Vav, Yesh Nohagim, Lavarech Hanosen Layoev Koach, Vein Divreim Nirin. The Machaber is against the bracha of Hanosen Layoev Koach because it is not mentioned in the Gemara. Says the Ramah, Achaminik Pashit Bibnei Ashkenazim Liomra, it is the Minik Ashkenaz to say the bracha of Hanosen Layoev Koach. And this is even if somebody did not sleep. Then the Machaber says, Siv Zayin, Yesh Nogim Levarach Brachas Acheros, No Sofes Aleilu, V'toz Hu Biyodam. There are some who have a minig of making yet other brachas, and that he says, Natu, that includes Somech Noflim, Magbiyah Shvalim, and the Mishnah Berurah says, if you hear someone making those brachas, since these are not brachas of Chazal, you should go and stop him, you should be Goerbo. Siv Ches. Now the Machaber says, remember, he told us initially to make all these brachas as we become chayiv in them. So that if you didn't hear the rooster crow, you should wait. When you hear the rooster crow, that's when you make the bracha. Later he told us that the minig is to be mesadrid in the Beis HaKnesses. So you heard a rooster crow a long time ago, you didn't make the bracha, but when you come to shul, that's when you say all of the Birkas HaShachar. Now the Mechaber says, Kol HaBracha Sa'elu Yim Lo Nischayiv Ba'achas Mehen. What if you didn't hear the rooster crow? Kagon, shalo shama kol tarnagol, o shalo halach, o lo lovash, o lo chagar. Omer osa bracha below askaras Hashem. The Machaber Shita is that even though when you hear the rooster you didn't make the bracha, but you say it later in shul, that's fine. Whereas if you didn't hear the rooster crow, you cannot say the bracha with the Shem Hashem. According to the Machaber, you cannot say the Shem Hashem in a bracha if you didn't actually experience what the bracha is referring to. Hagah, v'yesh omrim da'afilu lo nischai behem avorach oson. The Ramah sheet is that we say the bracha even if you did not hear a rooster, or you did not stand, sit, put on a belt, and so on. De'ein ha-bracha dafkal atzmo. This is not a birkas ha-nehenin on yourself. Elam avorachim, we are making a bracha, shakadosh baruch hu boro tzorkei ha-olam, that Hashem created the needs of the world. In other words, it is the concept rather than the fact that you have actually experienced it. V'chein ha-minig ve'ein l'shanos. The Ramah says that is our minig and we should not be mishana. In other words, you should not refrain from saying the Shem Hashem if you did not hear the rooster. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says that this refers even to someone who's in a desert where there are no roosters at all. You're in a place where there are no roosters, and you wouldn't have the possibility of hearing the rooster. Nevertheless, you say the bracha. You'd say the bracha anyway. There's a Mishnah Berurah later that he refers to here that you should not say the bracha of Anos Nasech Vivina if you did not hear a rooster, if it is before Alos HaShachar. Later we're going to learn that you can say the Birkas HaShachar from Chatzos, but this particular bracha you should not say before Alos HaShachar if you did not hear the rooster. In the case of someone who does not hear, a cheresh, so there the halach is he can make the bracha, but here the Mishnah Berurah brings the Chayadam that he should not say it until Alos HaShachar. Based on what I just mentioned, nobody should be saying the bracha of Anos Nasech Levina before Alos HaShachar unless he actually heard a tarnagol, unless he actually heard a rooster. Someone who is blind, Rachmana Litzlan, will still say the bracha of Pokeach Ivrim. This is especially according to the Ramah, who says that we're making these brachas not on yourself, but on the Minhag HaOlam.